This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 566. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. If this is your first time here, I'm glad to meet you. If you're a longtime member of the LifeSpring family, welcome back. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we read the Old Testament. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's the New Testament. Today, we're going to read Ezekiel 36 through 38 from the Good News Translation. Let's get started. Ezekiel chapter 36. The Lord said, "Mortal man, speak to the mountains of Israel and tell them to listen to the message which I, the sovereign Lord, have for them. Israel's enemies gloated and said, 'Now those ancient hills are ours.' Prophesy then and announce what I, the sovereign Lord, am saying. When the neighboring nations captured and plundered the mountains of Israel, everyone made fun of Israel. Now listen to what I, the sovereign Lord, say to you mountains and hills, to you brooks and valleys, to you places that were left in ruins, and to you deserted cities which were plundered and mocked by all the surrounding nations. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken out in the heat of my anger against the surrounding nations, and especially against Edom. With glee and contempt they captured my land and took possession of its pastures. So prophesy to the land of Israel. Tell the mountains, hills, brooks, and valleys what I, the sovereign Lord, am saying in jealous anger, because of the way the nations have insulted and humiliated them. I, the sovereign Lord, solemnly promise that the surrounding nations will be humiliated. But on the mountains of Israel, the trees will again grow leaves and bear fruit for you, my people Israel. You are going to come home soon. I am on your side, and I will make sure that your land is plowed again and crops are planted on it. I will make your population grow. You will live in the cities and rebuild everything that was left in ruins. I will make people and cattle increase in number. There will be more of you than ever before, and you will have many children. I will let you live there as you used to live, and I will make you more prosperous than ever. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I will bring you, my people Israel, back to live again in the land. It will be your own land, and it will never again let your children starve. I, the sovereign Lord, say, it is true that people say that the land eats people, and that it robs the nation of its children. But from now on, it will no longer eat people and rob you of your children. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. The land will no longer have to listen to the nations making fun of it, or see the peoples sneer at it. The land will no longer rob the nation of its children. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken." The Lord spoke to me. "Mortal man," he said, "when the Israelites were living in their land, they defiled it by the way they lived and acted. I regarded their behavior as being as ritually unclean as a woman is during her monthly period. I let them feel the force of my anger because of the murders they had committed in the land and because of the idols by which they had defiled it. I condemned them for the way they lived and acted, and I scattered them through foreign countries. Wherever they went, they brought disgrace on my holy name, because people would say, 'These are the people of the Lord,' but they had to leave his land. That made me concerned for my holy name, since the Israelites brought disgrace on it everywhere they went. Now then, give the Israelites the message that I, the sovereign Lord, have for them. What I am going to do is not for the sake of you Israelites, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have disgraced in every country where you have gone. When I demonstrate to the nations the holiness of my great name, the name you disgraced among them, then they will know that I am the Lord. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. I will use you to show the nations that I am holy. I will take you from every nation and country and bring you back to your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you and make you clean from all your idols and everything else that has defiled you. I will give you a new heart and a new mind. I will take away your stubborn heart of stone and give you an obedient heart. I will put my spirit in you and will see to it that you follow my laws and keep all the commands I have given you. Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You will be my people, and I will be your God. I will save you from everything that defiles you. I will command the grain to be plentiful, so that you will not have any more famines. I will increase the yield of your fruit trees and your fields, so that there will be no more famines to disgrace you among the nations. You will remember your evil conduct and the wrongs that you committed, and you will be disgusted with yourselves because of your sins and your iniquities. Israel, I want you to know that I'm not doing this for your sake. I want you to feel the shame and disgrace of what you're doing. I, the Sovereign Lord, have spoken. The Sovereign Lord says, When I make you clean from all your sins, I will let you live in your cities again and let you rebuild the ruins. Everyone who used to walk by your fields saw how overgrown and wild they were, but I will let you farm them again. Everyone will talk about how this land, which was once a wilderness, has become like the Garden of Eden, and how the cities which were torn down, looted, and left in ruins are now inhabited and fortified. Then the neighboring nations that have survived will know that I, the Lord, rebuild ruined cities and replant waste fields. I, the Lord, have promised that I would do this, and I will. The Sovereign Lord says, I will once again let the Israelites ask me for help, and I will let them increase in numbers like a flock of sheep. The cities that are now in ruins will then be as full of people as Jerusalem was once full of the sheep which were offered as sacrifices at a festival. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 37. I felt the powerful presence of the Lord, and His Spirit took me and set me down in a valley where the ground was covered with bones. He led me all around the valley, and I could see that there were very many bones, and that they were very dry. He said to me, Mortal man, can these bones come back to life? I replied, Sovereign Lord, only you can answer that. He said, Prophesy to the bones. Tell these dry bones to listen to the word of the Lord. Tell them that I, the Sovereign Lord, am saying to them, I'm going to put breath into you and bring you back to life. I will give you sinews and muscles and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and bring you back to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I had been told. While I was speaking, I heard a rattling noise, and the bones began to join together. While I watched, the bones were covered with sinews and muscles, and then with skin, but there was no breath in the bodies. God said to me, Mortal man, prophesy to the wind. Tell the wind that the Sovereign Lord commands it to come from every direction, to breathe into these dead bodies, and to bring them back to life. So I prophesied as I had been told. Breath entered the bodies, and they came to life and stood up. There were enough of them to form an army. God said to me, Mortal man, the people of Israel are like these bones. They say that they are dried up, without any hope, and with no future. So prophesy to my people Israel, and tell them that I, the Sovereign Lord, am going to open their graves. I'm going to take them out and bring them back to the land of Israel. When I open the graves where my people are buried and bring them out, they will know that I am the Lord. I will put my breath in them, bring them back to life, and let them live in their own land. Then they will know that I am the Lord. I have promised that I would do this, and I will. I, the Lord, have spoken. The Lord spoke to me again. Mortal man, he said, take a wooden stick and write on it the words, The Kingdom of Judah. Then take another stick and write on it the words, The Kingdom of Israel. Then hold the two sticks end to end in your hand so that they look like one stick. When your people ask you to tell them what this means, tell them that I, the Sovereign Lord, am going to take the stick representing Israel and put it with the one that represents Judah. Out of the two, I will make one stick and hold it in my hand. Hold in your hand the two sticks and let the people see them. Tell them that I, the Sovereign Lord, am going to take all my people out of the nations where they have gone, gather them together, and bring them back to their own land. I will unite them into one nation in the land, on the mountains of Israel. They will have one king to rule over them, and they will no longer be divided into two nations or split into two kingdoms. They will not defile themselves with disgusting idols any more or corrupt themselves with sin. I will free them from all the ways in which they sin and betray me. I will purify them. They will be my people, and I will be their God. A king like my servant David will be their king. They will all be united under one ruler and will obey my laws faithfully. They will live on the land I gave to my servant Jacob, the land where their ancestors lived. They will live there forever, and so will their children and all their descendants. A king like my servant David will rule them forever. I will make a covenant with them that guarantees their safety forever. I will establish them and increase their population, and will see to it that my temple stands forever in their land. I will live there with them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. When I place my temple there to be among them forever, then the nations will know that I, the Lord, have chosen Israel to be my own people. Ezekiel chapter 38. The Lord spoke to me. Mortal man, he said, denounce Gog, chief ruler of the nations of Meshach and Tubal in the land of Magog. Denounce him and tell them that I, the sovereign Lord, am his enemy. I will turn him around, put hooks in his jaws, and drag him and all his troops away. His army, with its horses and uniformed riders, is enormous, and every soldier carries a shield and is armed with a sword. Troops from Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya are with him, and all have shields and helmets. All the fighting men in the lands of Gomer and Beth-Togarmah in the north are with him, and so are men from many other nations. Tell him to get ready and have all his troops ready at his command. After many years, I will order him to invade a country where the people were brought back together from many nations and have lived without fear of war. He will invade the mountains of Israel, which were desolate and deserted so long, but where all the people now live in safety. He and his army and the many nations with him will attack like a storm and cover the land like a cloud. This is what the sovereign Lord says to Gog. When that time comes, you will start thinking up an evil plan. You will decide to invade a helpless country where the people live in peace and security in unwalled towns that have no defenses. You will plunder and loot the people who live in cities that were once in ruins. They have been gathered from the nations, and now they have livestock and property and live at the crossroads of the world. The people of Sheba and Dedan and the merchants from the towns of Spain will ask you, "Have you assembled your army and attacked in order to loot and plunder? Do you intend to get silver and gold, livestock and property, and march off with all these spoils?" So the sovereign Lord sent me to tell Gog what he was saying to him. Now, while my people Israel live in security, you will set out to come from your place in the far north, leading a large, powerful army of soldiers from many nations, all of them on horseback. You will attack my people Israel like a storm moving across the land. When the time comes, I will send you to invade my land in order to show the nations who I am, to show my holiness by what I do through you. You are the one I was talking about long ago, when I announced through my servants the prophets of Israel that in days to come I would bring someone to attack Israel. The sovereign Lord has spoken. The sovereign Lord says, on the day when Gog invades Israel, I will become furious. I declare in the heat of my anger that on that day there will be a severe earthquake in the land of Israel. Every fish and bird, every animal large and small, and every human being on the face of the earth will tremble for fear of me. Mountains will fall, cliffs will crumble, and every wall will collapse. I will terrify Gog with all sorts of calamities. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. His men will turn their swords against one another. I will punish him with disease and bloodshed. Torrents of rain and hail, together with fire and sulfur, will pour down on him and his army and on the many nations that are on his side. In this way I will show all the nations that I am great and that I am holy. They will know then that I am the Lord. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. We'll get to my comments in just a moment, but first I'd like to share with you another comment from someone who bought Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide from Amazon. The reviewer's name is Magellan, and here's the review. 5 out of 5 stars. Easy as advertised. Just what I was looking for. Easy to use, and I switch back and forth at times from my Bible app to the Webb's. Very happy with it, and an excellent tool, especially for teachers and preachers. Well, you, my friend, can have your own copy of this great resource. You can download a PDF version of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide right now, or you can order a physical copy of my book, both from EasyBibleNamesGuide.com. You can even sign up for my email list there and get the first chapter of the book, Every Name That Begins with the Letter A, for free. Just go to EasyBibleNamesGuide.com. Thank you. Thank you. Have you noticed a recurring phrase here in the book of Ezekiel? If you haven't, you haven't been listening. Sure, it's God saying, "Then they will know that I am the Lord." One of the time-tested, successful teaching methods is repetition, right? The more often you hear information, the more likely it is that you'll remember it. The more often you repeat a skill, the better you'll get at performing that skill. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Or sometimes God says, "Then you will know that I am the Lord." Time and time again, God says this. Why? Why does He put so much emphasis on this? Why does He need to have us know that He is God? Is it an ego thing? Does He need to be the most popular guy in the universe? Is He going for the most likes? Well, let's think for a moment about what we know about His plan. We know that before anything was created, I am, not me, but God. And I did not misspeak, not God was. God is outside of time. He is always past, present, and future. That's why when Jesus talked of Himself, He said, "I am." So, before anything was created, God exists. Because He is the God of creation, He created the universe and all that is in it. And He created mankind. Why did He do that? Well, because God is also love. God wanted to love His creation and be loved by His creation. And because love involves choice or free will, mankind was given the ability to choose to love or reject God. God is holy and perfect. By definition, He is without sin. Sin causes separation from God. Mankind chose to sin. So God's desire to have a loving relationship with man necessitated a way for the sin problem to be dealt with. Another of God's characteristics is justice. He is a just God. Therefore, He could not ignore the sin. There had to be a way for the sin to be acknowledged by and answered for or made reparation for or punished. Well, Steve, you say, if God is love, why couldn't He just ignore the sin? Why couldn't He just forgive without demanding punishment? There are at least two reasons. The first is because of the justice part of God that we've already mentioned. The second is that ignoring sin is not love. If, as a father, I told my toddler to stay out of the street, knowing that a car might come along and run him over, and then I saw him wander into the street, willingly ignoring me, would it be love for me to ignore his disobedience? Of course not. So God made a way for mankind's sin to be dealt with. The ultimate act of love was for God's only Son to take the sin of the world on Himself, and He paid the price for my sin and yours. He was put to the most cruel death that mankind has yet devised. And then on the third day, He was raised from death to life. Why? So that they would know that I am the Lord. Over and over again, throughout the centuries, God's message is, "I am the Lord," so that we will know who He is and what He has done in order to bring us into a loving relationship with Him. Then they will know that I am the Lord. What are your thoughts? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.